This goes to Dr. Strom, STROM, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Raymond Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, date of birth 5/29/1938. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Doyle with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of bladder carcinoma, congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was July 11th of 2023. He had to reschedule several times due to hospitalizations, and the most recent one was from February 8th of 24 through February 20th of 24. He had debility and systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. And he's feeling much better at this time. He does see Dr. Liu, L-I-U, monthly, and has to have wear a indwelling Foley catheter chronically. Dr. Liu changes the catheter on a regular basis. And he did have sepsis also during that hospitalization. And he's had it on his previous admission also. Currently, though, the urine is clear. It seems to be flowing in adequate amounts. And he is doing well at this time. He does walk with the walker to this appointment today. He has lost a significant amount of weight over the last 11 months, though. He previously was 174 pounds, and now he's 145 pounds. And he is trying to eat enough to keep his weight on, and he also does drink Boost in order to get more calories and protein intake. He reports that blood sugars are very well controlled currently. And he is on many new medications, which I will review in the medication section. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, sodium bicarbonate is twice a day, metoprolol 25 milligram daily, Januvia 50 milligram daily, glimepiride 1 milligram daily, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Tylenol is 1,000 milligram up to three times a day for pain. Coreg 3.125 milligram daily. Keflex 500 milligram daily for UTI prophylaxis. Vitamin D3 daily. Flexeril is 5 milligram twice a day as needed for back pain. Diclofenac topical gel. Finasteride 5 milligram daily. Magnesium, 64 milligram, three times a day. And midodrine is 5 milligram. He takes 10 milligram three times a day. Actually, he's not on the metoprolol anymore. The Coreg has replaced the metoprolol. Physical exam, weight 142 pounds. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure is 128 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. He has no edema currently, and he has a leg bag for Foley catheter in place on the right lower leg. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 28th of 2024. Creatinine was 2.38 with estimated GFR of 26, albumin 4.5, calcium 9.4, sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 17, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin is 12, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'd like him to have lab studies done monthly. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of bladder carcinoma, and he's managed by Dr. Liu and does wear the indwelling Foley catheter. 4, congestive heart failure, currently stable. And 5, diabetic nephropathy. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.